booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. This is the WABC Early News. A ton of news about to come your way for the next 90 minutes. I'm Frank Morano.
And I'm Juliet Huddy. I hope everybody had a nice Monday. Christian and Eric are at the controls. Sid is up with sports at 5:15. And I think this is what you might be talking about today around the water cooler. After weeks of blowing off the media, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo finally faced the music, and it did not go well. Also, angry parents are suing to get not just kids, but their teachers back in classrooms. And a wild scene at an American Airlines gate. I'll tell you where this happened. Oh, Lord, this thing was just... And in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. If climate change and global warming factors into your travel plans, like if this is something that's very important and salient to your life, listen up, because I've got the countries with the top environmentally conscious agendas to visit.
And I don't want to be a stickler here, but I believe I was promised an Atlantic City story that I don't believe
you will get that.
I was gotten.
Yes, you will.
All right.
You will. I was about to tease that.
Thank you. All right. Well, it's never a tease when it comes to traffic when this man is doing it, because he doesn't tease, he delivers. The one and only Joe Nolan has traffic and transit on the sevens. Hello there, Joe. Good morning.
And good morning, Frank. Good morning, Juliet. And we do, unfortunately, have a horrible accident on the Long Island Expressway on the outbound side. There was an accident out by the Clearview Expressway, and then there were police officers on the scene. One of them was directing traffic, and along comes another vehicle and struck and killed him. Then took off. So there was a hit and run. They apparently caught the person. So it was a police-involved incident here. The outbound Long Island Expressway is closed from Utopia Parkway to the Clearview. I imagine it's going to be like that for a little while longer. And then outbound on the service road, all lanes are closed. Also, the Clearview Expressway ramp also shut down. So the outbound LIE basically is closed from Utopia Parkway out to the Clearview. Southbound Turnpike, the outer roadway north of Interchange 14, maintenance going on. That's closed. And then 78 eastbound, the local lanes, two lanes are out right around exit 45. The support service of Audible gives spring a whole new sound with Audible Plus. Listen all you want to thousands of select Audible original audiobooks, podcasts, including exclusive series. Start today, 30-day free trial. Sign up at audible.com. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph, from your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Yesterday turned out to be a nice day, although it was a little cool because of that wind. But still, the sun was out all day long. Today, we're looking at some clouds. We'll have some light rain this morning, and then it'll just pretty much become cloudy throughout the afternoon, a high of 63 degrees. Wednesday, it should get up to 84, 85, so basically the mid-80s. We'll have partly cloudy skies in the morning, giving way to cloudy skies with a mix of some sun in the afternoon. Again, a high of 84. And Thursday, 72 degrees, and the showers will start sometime in late morning. Unfortunately, I just feel like we've been talking about rain constantly, Frank. But right now it's 49 degrees in New York City. And again, some light rain coming this morning.
Well, selfishly, we just planted some grass seed. And if there is rain, that will keep us from having to water it ourselves.
Wow,
so
that's
we'll let
wonderful.
Mother Nature
You're
do the work for us.
Doing some nice improvements on your house, I see.
Yes, my wife has no problem. Every day there's a different adventure. I have no idea what today is.
How did the putting together of the table go?
Oh, my goodness. Apparently, a portion of it is still upside down, and now the real negotiating begins to determine whether or not I'm able to convince my wife that it's okay as is, or whether I'm going to have to take this whole table apart to put a portion of it back together.
Good luck.
Yes. President Biden is expected to reveal new guidelines today about wearing masks outside. During an update on the pandemic, he could give different recommendations for people fully vaccinated against the coronavirus and those who aren't yet protected. This comes after his White House chief medical advisor said the risk of getting COVID is low in fresh air. Dr. Anthony Fauci expects the nation to see a turning point in a few weeks.
Well, after weeks of avoiding the press, Governor Andrew Cuomo Monday faced the media and a barrage of queries about the various scandals of which he is center stage. Asked about a recent New York Times Magazine report that he made insulting comments about Jews, he accused the outlet of printing slurs and slander. Regarding the multiple women who have accused him of sexual misconduct, including inappropriate comments and touching, the New York governor accused them of... You can listen for yourself, Christian.
Why would people say those things that you had said then?
People say a lot of things. People say a lot of things in politics. That's why do people say things? Who knows? People are venial. People want attention. People are angry. People are jealous. Who knows why people spread rumors?
Oh, boy. Don't even get me started. As for the whole nursing home COVID scandal, the defense of governor referred to it as just more ugly politics.
The police department in Washington, D.C. is now the third to be hit by cyber criminals in the last 6 weeks. Data from a hacked server began leaking onto the internet yesterday. A group known for ransomware attacks is threatening to release more if their demands aren't met this week. That includes information about police informants to gangs, which could, of course, be life-threatening. The group also claims it will attack the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security next.
Oh, Lordy. A group of angry New York City parents are demanding that vaccinated teachers get back to work. In the classroom. More than 20 parents filed suit in Manhattan Supreme Court recently, and they are insisting that classrooms are open 5 days a week and teachers who have had vaccine priority since back in January are working in those classrooms 5 days a week. The suit claims 75% of teachers are still using Zoom to teach their classes, and parents say their kids are being deprived of a, quote, sound basic education.
Protesters are planning to hit the streets of North Carolina for a seventh day. They're demanding transparency about the police shooting of Andrew Brown Jr. His family was only allowed to see 20 seconds of body camera video yesterday, saying Brown was executed. The 42-year-old was shot trying to drive away from his home as deputies were serving a search warrant for his arrest. A family attorney says his car was riddled with bullets.
Well, speaking of that, man, oh, man. Mayor de Blasio, anyone there? Knock, knock, knock. Crime is skyrocketing in New York City. On Friday, there was a 25-year-old. He was shot. All he did was ask a guy if he was okay. Yesterday, literally, Frank, right up the street, a 20-year-old passenger in a car was killed off Park Avenue during what is suspected as a marijuana deal. In fact, just the last week, we've had 50 people shot across the city. That's a 257% increase from the same time last year. Shootings in general are up 72% compared to last year. New Yorkers, including the police union, blaming our leaders.
Well, it's a rough situation, that's for sure. The third highest ranking Republican leader in the House, though, is not ruling out a presidential run in 2024. Liz Cheney told that to the New York Post. While she didn't confirm anything, she did say it should be disqualifying to have supported former President Trump's efforts to challenge the election results. The Wyoming congresswoman voted to impeach him for allegedly inciting the Capitol attack in January.
All right. We are going to be right back. And when we do come back, I'm going to talk to you about a big concert at Tompkins Square Park with lots of people that I actually know who attended. Unfortunately, it didn't go so well.
This is the WABC Early News.
5:15, this is the WABC Early News, and the man who brings you sports at 15 and 45, the great Sid Rosenberg, has all the latest sports news.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you. Frank Juliet, good morning. Not that long ago, Met fans like me and Frank used to love this guy. He was the next Tom Seaver. Pitched in a World Series, started the All-Star game for the National League for the Mets from San Francisco, and his name was Matt Harvey. And it all went bad very, very quickly, and he disappeared. Well, if you go to my Instagram page this morning, you'll see a picture of my father. My dad used to love to wear this T-shirt. It's Harvey Day when Matt Harvey would pitch for the Mets. So it's only fitting that last night Matt Harvey beat the Yankees. 4-2 the final score. The Orioles beat the Yanks. Here's Yankee star DJ LeMahieu on the aforementioned Matt Harvey.
I saw a sinker for strikes, pounding the zone. Thought his stuff was pretty good today.
Only two runs and four hits for the Yankees. The Yankees fell to 9-13. They now own sole possession of last place inside the American League East. The Mets, they're back at it tonight. They'll take on the surprising first-place Boston Red Sox. That game is in Queens at 7:10 tonight. The Knickerbockers suffered a loss last night at home. Lost 118-110 to the Phoenix Suns. No embarrassment there. The Suns are just one back of Utah for the top spot in the West. Knicks got 22 from Derrick Rose in this loss. Here was Rose after the game.
You got to make sure you play close to like a perfect game, 48 minutes, and You know, they got great players in the team, and they made all the right decisions for us. And we was close, but it wasn't close enough.
Knicks snapped their 9-game winning streak. They fell to 34-28. Right now, the Knickerbockers are tied with the Atlanta Hawks for the fourth spot in the Eastern Conference behind Brooklyn, Philadelphia, and Milwaukee. Talking about Brooklyn, the Nets are in Toronto tonight for the Raptors. All three hockey locals in action tonight. The Rangers will host the Sabres. The Isles are in the nation's capital. The Devils will host the Flyers. And coming up in just 2 days, folks, very exciting stuff. The NFL Draft, Thursday night, the Jets set to pick number 2, and the football Giants set to pick number 11. With sports at 15:45. For the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
5:17. Juliet, I will happily let you do
Well, no, I was just saying thanks. I haven't really talked to Sid all morning. But it is not time to talk to Sid anymore. It is time for Joe Nolan and Traffic on the 7s. Hello, Joseph.
Get him out of here.
Get back here, Sid.
All right, Long Island Expressway, unfortunately, a really bad problem out here. All lanes are closed. From Utopia Parkway to the Clearview outbound on the LIE, the service road is closed. From about 188th Street out to Francis Lewis Boulevard, again, a police officer, unfortunately, on the overnight, was killed in a hit-and-run accident. There's an accident investigation going on. So, again, as you travel that way, all lanes are shut down, and there's an enormous amount of police activity, as you would imagine. Southbound Turnpike, the outer roadway closed, overnight road work, eastbound 78. Two lanes are out between exits 45 and 48. Construction, again, two lanes down. And alternate side, again, today is in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
We've got weather. We've got all sorts of stories, including that concert at Tompkins Square Park. And we have Frank's business report and housing crisis all coming up momentarily.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
519, the opening bell rings this morning after stocks closed mixed yesterday, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both hitting record highs yet again. The Dow finished a bit lower as investors focus on corporate earnings and economic data this week. At the close, the Dow Jones lost 61 points, the S&P gained 7 points, and the NASDAQ rose 121 points. The economic spotlight is on home prices today. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index and U.S. House Price Index for February both come out at 9 a.m. this morning. Housing industry analysts expect to see an 0.8% rise in both the Case-Shiller Index and the U.S. Index. Year over year, the experts predict a gain of 11.2% in Case-Shiller and 11.9% in the U.S. Index, Juliet.
Well, that is, I don't know, is that good or bad?
Well, it depends if you're looking to buy or sell.
There
right?
you go. Thank you very much. And also, by the way, coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, if live music and that Vegas-style poolside party scene is your idea of fun, you don't have to head all the way out to Vegas anymore, Frank. Just head down to AC, and I'm going to tell you where. I think you probably know the answer to this, but.
But I still want to hear it.
Okay, good. But we do have some more headlines to get to. So, Frank, you know that my husband is a heavy metal musician.
Yes, yes. Very talented, from what I understand.
Extremely talented. And we are, of course, like everybody else, desperate to get back to seeing live shows. But not this way. The New York City Parks Department is investigating this weekend's concert at Tompkins Square Park. A group of hardcore metal bands, okay, love them, played the outdoor show to a crowd of about 2,000 to 3,000, way above the maximum number agreed upon in the permit. I think it was only supposed to be 500. I have quite a few friends who went to this, so I'm actually just completely surprised. Videos posted online show absolutely no social distancing, not a lot of masks. Okay, all right, whatever. People are, you know, they're getting vaccinated, all that business. But another hardcore show is planned for May 8th. Thanks to this one getting out of control, though, and sort of, you know, thumbing its nose at the permit situation, future permits may now be in jeopardy. One frontman posted a message on social media from one of the bands, actually my husband knows this guy, comparing the event to Black Lives Matter protests and 420 gatherings and accusing critics of being hypocrites by not calling out those events, but by calling out this event, to which I'm going, what are you talking about? I mean, did you not listen to our station? Probably not, I guess. But anyway.
Where is that planned concert, that next one, scheduled to take place?
I think it's at Tompkins Square.
I see. That's going to be there as well.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, this situation was pretty crazy. You know, they had the mosh pit. People were sweating.
They were all over
each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a new coronavirus study shows adding vaccines at, wait for it, Dollar General stores could actually help the nation get closer to herd immunity.
Yeah.
Researchers at Yale say the move would allow more people to get their shots, especially in rural areas. They point out most retail locations are within 10 to 15 miles of rural communities in all but four states. The study recommends adding the discount chain to the Federal Retail Pharmacy Partnership Program.
Well, by the way, if a shot is not working for you, how about just popping a pill? Pfizer is developing, and I talked about this before, but we're now getting a little bit more information on it. They're developing a tablet that could cure COVID, and it may even be ready later on this year, depending on the success of the initial trials, which they are getting into right now. The UK's Telegraph reporting that the antiviral drug, essentially, you take it, it attacks the so-called spine of the COVID virus to stop it from replicating in the nose, in the throat, and in the lungs. So you would take this thing at the first sign of infection, and if it works out the way they want it to, it would stop patients from having hospitalization, getting into critical care situations. It's really pretty amazing. Trials are already underway in both the U.S. and Belgium. So hopefully we're going to see some data from this in the next few months.
Well, it sounds very promising.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely. A social media company is fighting back against illegal streaming of the recent Jake Paul versus Ben Askren boxing match. Triller is suing 12 sites, alleging they stole the pay-per-view signal and resold it at a lower rate. The lawsuit claims Triller lost $100 million in revenue after 2 million illegal streams. The company says its pay-per-view sales to see Paul knock out Askren in the first round topped 1 million.
I don't know, Frank, if you saw this video, but it is just disgusting. It went viral. It was taken by a traveler, actually a famous director, Billy Corbin, in the departures lounge of Miami International Airport this past Sunday, I believe it was. Apparently, two groups of passengers start arguing over seats on the plane. Now, remember, they're in the gate area, okay? So they haven't even made it onto the plane. Footage shows the American Airlines gate area literally looking like something, like, honestly, like the streets of New York City lately. As a matter of fact, people from these groups kicking each other. I mean, kicking the hell out of each other, pulling, grabbing weaves, tumbling over chairs. Shockingly, and I just looked now, and I as far as I have seen, only one person was reportedly arrested. And my question is, why did it take so long for security to get there? This video goes on for 2 minutes, I think, and I'm going to post it on my Twitter account. So you can see it at Juliet Huddy TV.
You know, I actually haven't seen that. I will check it out. And again, Juliet's Twitter, if you want to see the video as well, is Juliet Huddy TV. I can't understand why it would take security so long. When I'm in the airport, it seems like security is everywhere.
But again, this is exactly. It's one of these situations where I just go, why is nobody jumping in there? I mean, one guy was literally, it was scary. He was on the ground. This guy was just kicking, you know, and you can hear somebody in the background screaming. And I actually had the audio to this, but I thought better of it because I'm not sure if there was any cursing, in it. But, you know, you edited it. Well, here, let's hear a little bit of it.
Guys, stop it. It's an airport. Guys, stop it. You're good.
I mean, it's literally, this just goes on and on and on and on. And you can hear people saying, my God, this is an airport. You're going to kill him. It's really disturbing. But it's like, what is this country coming to? We're beating people up. I mean, kicking people in the head
now,
over a seat.
So the fight really began just over a seat?
Allegedly.
Wow.
But one person was arrested. There are two separate brawls going on, one at a counter and one over by the, you know, all the chairs that are kind of hooked up together where you sit down. And what? One person was arrested. I mean, these people should be banned from flying ever again.
Mm.
It's crazy.
I can't disagree with you there. Somebody that was banned from flying long ago is thankfully still in a position to tell us what's happening traffic-wise, and that's Joe Nolan. He's got the traffic and transit on the sevens. Hello there, Joe.
And hello, Frank, and good morning yet again. And if you're traveling outbound on the LIE, all lanes are closed between Utopia Parkway and the Clearview, and also the service road is closed. 188th Street to Francis Lewis Boulevard. Again, that police officer involved in a hit-and-run incident. There's an accident investigation. Everything is shut down on the LIE heading outbound right in the middle of Queens. If you're southbound on the Turnpike, the outer roadway is shut down, that overnight road work. And then in New Jersey as well, road work on 78 eastbound, two lanes are out between exits 45 and 48. That's construction. That should be out of the way in the next half hour or so. An alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. The support of service of Indeed.com. With Indeed Instant Match, you can accelerate the hiring process. Just sponsor a job. You'll get a list of quality candidates whose resumes Indeed match. His resumes on Indeed match your job description. Fast hiring, no speeding tickets. Visit Indeed.com/credits. No more drinking on a Monday night. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
No more drinking, no more flying, you know, these affairs and the, oh, all of these things that Frank accuses you of. Just horrifying. We've got a woke alert coming up. The New York Times is changing something that it is so well known for. And also coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. If caring about the environment is high on your priority list, I've got the top five places around the world that you should visit. But first, Deb's got your headlines.
From the 77 WABC Early News Desk, I'm Deborah Valentine. An NYPD officer has been killed in the line of duty. The officer was investigating a crash on the Long Island Expressway in Fresh Meadows, Queens, when the officer was struck by a hit-and-run driver. This happened about 2 a.m. The officer died at New York Presbyterian Queens Hospital after being struck in the eastbound lanes near Francis Lewis Boulevard. The hit-and-run driver fled. Police say a woman was taken into custody on foot nearby along the Horace Harding Expressway. The identity of the officer not yet released, and the identity of that woman taken into custody also not yet released. A Suffolk County police officer who nearly lost his life, Christopher Rasiopo, released from Stony Brook University Hospital on Monday. He was stabbed 2 weeks ago during an arrest and nearly bled to death. Police Commissioner Geraldine Hart on scene yesterday.
It was exactly 2 weeks ago today that I stood in front of many of you with a much more somber tone.
A statement was read on behalf of Rasiopo.
I'm happy to be going home and will now begin the road to my long recovery. I am proud and will always be a proud SCPD and former NYPD police officer, and I will continue to serve my community after my recovery.
Meanwhile, the stabbing suspect, Jonathan Nunez, was attempting to evade arrest for DWI. He's charged with aggravated assault upon a police officer, DWI, as well as resisting arrest. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announcing some easing of COVID-19 restrictions yesterday.
To give you an idea of how well the situation is going here in New York, we're going to continue to increase the reopening.
Cuomo said Monday that large-scale outdoor event venues can operate at 33% capacity. That starts May 19th for professional and collegiate sports and live entertainment venues. That's up from 20% currently. An easing of COVID-19 restrictions in New Jersey as well on Monday announced by Governor Phil Murphy.
The actions we are announcing today will be reflected in an executive order that we will issue next week and will take effect 2 weeks from today on Monday, May 10th.
New Jersey increasing capacity for indoor weddings, proms, and other catered events starting May 10th. Fox News is next.
I'm Carmen Roberts.
It's like we against all odds in this world.
A son of Andrew Brown Jr. speaks out after the family is shown a short body cam video clip of the shooting death of his father in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Hundreds of protesters turned out last night and say they'll keep coming back until the sheriff releases all the video. Pasquotank Chief Deputy Sheriff Daniel Fogg says that will take a court order.
Those people who claim the sheriff's office has the ability to release either don't know North Carolina law or they are trying to purposely inflame a tragic situation.
A court hearing on the video set for tomorrow. And police in Washington, D.C. say Russian-speaking hackers are holding their computer system hostage and demanding ransom or else. America's listening to Fox News.
entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Thank you guys for rejoining us. And I'm Juliet Huddy. Frank Morano is sitting right next to me in my heart. What's happening, Frankie?
Well, a Texas attorney is seeking a pardon for George Floyd in a 2004 drug arrest. Floyd, killed last year by former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin in an incident that sparked protests around the globe, quite frankly, was arrested back in 2004 in Houston for selling $10 worth of drugs. The arresting officer has since been accused of using false evidence in the arrest. Harris County public defender Allison Mathis is seeking the posthumous pardon for Floyd, arguing it would show Texas is interested in fairness and increasing accountability for police officers.
All right, we've got a woke alert. It is time for your woke alert of the morning. The New York Times op-ed is dead. The paper will still have opinion, but they're instead calling the columns guest essays. New York Times opinion editor Kathleen Kingsbury announced the change on Monday, and she said the op-ed term, meaning opposite the editorial page, isn't inclusive enough.
I saw this, and initially, as a traditionalist, I bristled a little bit. But then I thought guest essay is a little more accurate. But the thing I don't understand, renaming it from op-ed, which the reason that it was called op-ed is because it was opposite the editorial page. Mm-hmm. And if you read all these articles online, it makes so much less sense to call it the op-ed. How is the term op-ed lacking in inclusivity? That's the aspect of the change that I didn't understand.
Well, because it has a hyphen in it, perhaps it's people who like colons are upset.
I see.
I don't know.
I see.
But it's very strange to me.
You will like this as a historian or as a student of history. An early printing of an address made by George Washington to the American Jewish community following the American Revolution is up for auction. The address was printed in the July 1st, 1790 issue of the Massachusetts Spy, also known as the Worcester Gazette. It was in response to an address made a year earlier by the Hebrew congregation of Savannah, Georgia, thanking America's first president for his outspoken support of religious tolerance. In response, Washington thanked the Jewish community for its confidence in him, and it will be auctioned off on Thursday with bidding opening at $18,000.
That is exciting. Well, you know, it was a revolution to get away from the royals, and conveniently and coincidentally, we have a royal alert right now. And this, at least for me, is a whopper, guaranteed to be the hottest selling ticket in London for 2021. Now, I know Sid is not like some big royal file like I am, but I don't know about his wife. I don't know. But anyway, the wedding gown worn by Diana, Princess of Wales, is about to go on show at her former home, Kensington Palace, for the first time in more than 25 years. Her sons, Princes William and Harry, have agreed to lend the massive gown to historic royal palaces for this temporary exhibit. It's called Royal Style in the Making. The show's curator says it's going to spotlight not only Diana's famous gown, but there will be surprises, including never-before-seen items belonging to members of the royal family. This exhibit runs June 3rd through January 2nd, 2022, and I have already purchased my tickets for June 19th at 1 p.m., and I am literally going to bawl my eyes out when I see that gown in person.
Wonderful.
I cannot wait. Let's just hope that the UK allows Americans to come in this summer.
Well, based on the story that you did yesterday regarding the EU's allowing vaccinated Americans, it seems like even though the UK is not part of the EU anymore, it seems like all of Europe is well on its way.
I would think so, but you just never know.
That's for sure.
You know, I mean, now that we've made our reservations, it's like, maybe I just shouldn't have done that so quickly, but we'll see. We'll see. I'm holding strong.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says that New York's 2020 census results are, quote, beyond frustrating. It comes as New York State loses a congressional seat to a net loss in population from 2010 through 2020 as more people moved away from New York than people who moved in. It was a close count, though, with, listen to this, 89 people being the difference between losing or keeping the seat. In a tweet, Mayor de Blasio claimed the city's grassroots approach could have been replicated across the state to avoid this devastating loss. Now, Julie Menin, who was the head of the census here in New York, she's putting the blame squarely on Governor Cuomo and the state's efforts to increase awareness about the census. The city folks don't believe that Cuomo and the state did enough to make people aware of the need to fill out their census forms.
All right. Well, it is time for traffic and transit on the 7s with Joe Nolan. Joe, what a horrible situation on the LIE.
Ugh. Yeah, Juliet, and it's still, yeah, it is. It's bad, and it's still shut down. All lanes remain closed as you come into Utopia Parkway through the Clearview, and then outbound on the LIE service road also shut down 188th Street to Francis Lewis Boulevard. Police officer killed on the overnight with a hit-and-run accident. Accident investigation continues. They apparently have apprehended the person who was driving the car in the hit-and-run. But still, nonetheless, all lanes are shut down as you travel outbound Long Island Expressway. To make things a little worse, Grand Central on the outbound side, three lanes are out at LaGuardia Airport. That for road work. So, again, it's going to be a tough day going away from Manhattan, getting out to Nassau County, getting through Queens. Also, you had problems on the Turnpike and on 78 with overnight road work. Looks like both of those have been cleared. And side of the street parking rules again today are in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. Frank's business report is going to be coming up. Frank, what do we have on the table today?
Tax increases on the way. Do you pay for infrastructure?
Okay, and also in your Jet Set, Juliet, travel update at 540. This has been something that's been talked about, I mean, at least since I've been living in the New York area, which was 2001. Is Atlantic City finally about to become the East Coast's Las Vegas?
This is the WABC Early News.
At 5:40, the opening bell rings this morning after stocks closed mixed yesterday. The Dow Jones lost 61 points, the S&P 500 gained 7, and the NASDAQ rose 121 points. New record highs, by the way, for both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. Speaking of highs, the tax you're paying on capital gains could soon be going higher. The Biden administration wants to tax the top 0.3% of Americans to help fund infrastructure reform. Speaking with reporters, White House economic advisor Brian Deese announced the tax on capital gains, which is profit earned on the sale of an asset, such as stocks or a business. Deese said this new tax will only affect 500,000 households, and it will help fund the president's second infrastructure bill called the American Families Plan. He says the bill will provide critical support to families and children, all while boosting labor force participation and future economic competitiveness, Juliet.
Thank you, Frank. Time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Juliet Huddy TV for more details, pictures, and information. If you are looking to hit up spots that rank high, I mean really high on the environmentally conscious agenda, the list of greenest countries on the planet is out, and I will post the full list on my Twitter account. But for now, here are the top five, and I will start in number five place. France, Frank. Franck.
Wonderful.
France did particularly well when it comes to pollution emissions and scored high points for efforts to combat climate change. Number four, the United Kingdom. If you like clean drinking water, head to London, apparently. They also did very well with how they handle sanitation. Number three, the beautiful and pricey Switzerland. They're known for their gorgeous mountains and their crystal clear lakes, and they clearly want to keep it that way. When it comes to handling their trash and their water, they are actually in first place, as a matter of fact. Second place, I'm not sure how, I don't think this is really that fair, because Luxembourg is one of the tiniest countries in the world. So they don't quite have the challenges that most countries do, but comparatively, they are strict when it comes to pollution. They have done a great job preserving their wee economic system and ecosystem, rather. And, you know, hey, they have the second highest GDP in the world, so they certainly can afford to be near the top of the list. I've never been to Luxembourg. And I've never really thought about it, frankly, but it's on my list.
I have never been there either, but I've always thought if I ever have a friend that's elected president, that's the kind of country that I'd love to be ambassador to. Because it's small, things go relatively well there. How badly could I screw things up? And, you know, you get the title, you have people salute you.
Right, exactly. I mean, I'm aiming for, like, Malta at the very least. UK would be perfect. Speaking of, coming as no surprise, Denmark is the most environmentally friendly spot in the world. It's become a global leader in green living and makes no apologies to anyone over its strict rules when it comes to caring for the climate. All right, moving on to something that I think Mr. Franck already knows very well. Atlantic City is getting hotter. Harrah's Resort has announced
Climate change, I guess.
Yeah, well, that too. But Harrah's Resort has announced it's debuting 5 new offerings on property in addition to upgraded guest rooms, because we heard about the upgraded guest rooms. But now we know that the new features include a first class spa, which will be located next to the pool, a sexy new lobby bar, an outside bar with dining and live music, which I'm thrilled about, a fresh seafood restaurant with sunset and water views, and a new dining and nightlife experience at the pool, which makes me think of what's going on with all those pools out in Vegas. You know, they have these, like, daytime, nighttime parties that go on all the time. So these 5 spots are set to open Memorial Day weekend. And, Frank, you probably have talked about this on your Atlantic City report. The news follows an announcement by Caesars Investment that they are putting $400 million into their AC properties, which includes Caesars, Harrah's, and the Tropicana.
There's a ton of interesting things happening in Atlantic City. I'm excited about that lobby bar at Harrah's. That's a place that could really use it, because whenever you check in at Harrah's, the line is through the roof. So if there was a lobby bar right there just adjacent to it that you could go and have a drink, it would make that line experience a lot better. But we are going to do the AC report Thursday morning at 3:30. I'm going to be joined by the owner of the Showboat Hotel, doing some expanding of his own that he's going to be announcing this week. So I appreciate you mentioning that, Julia.
Well, that's wonderful. And by the way, if you were hoping to take advantage of cheaper rents in New York City, I wanted to throw this one in. You know, because of the pandemic, because people are moving out, think again. In fact, a new report shows not only have apartment rents increased — this is not the Jet Set Julia travel update, I just wanted to get this in — but the perks that landlords have been throwing out, like beads at Mardi Gras, are pretty much drying up too. And it's really not just in New York City. I mean, rents across the country's 50 biggest markets rose a little over 1% in March. So that suggests that the days maybe of wheeling and dealing with your landlord or rental company for a discount are soon to be over.
Hmm. Well, somebody that's been known to negotiate with many a landlord is Sid Rosenberg, who also has sports at 15 and 45.
Hello, I just did, actually. I just negotiated for the second time. Again, this is very anecdotal, Juliet. My rent is much lower than it was 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So I said, you don't want me. You find another putz who's going to spend this money on an apartment building in Manhattan. And they said, okay, whatever you want, Mr. Rosenberg.
Wow.
So, yeah, anecdotal, but I've been able to negotiate my money down twice. Let's cut to the Yankees last night. They lose to the Orioles 4-2, but this was not just any Yankee loss. The return of the Dark Knight. Met fans out there, remember Matt Harvey and those couple of good years here with the Mets, World Series appearance, started an All-Star game for the Mets in San Francisco. Well, Matt Harvey pitched 6 strong innings last night. And again, Baltimore beat the Yankees 4-2. Aaron Boone, Yankee skipper, got tossed in this one, thrown out in the 8th inning. Here was Booney after that.
It was too quick, and it was, you know, I just felt like it was kind of bullying, frankly.
Bottom line is, the Yankees are now in dead last with a record of 9-13 at the bottom of the American League East. The Mets are in first atop the NL East. They return tonight. They'll host the very surprising Boston Red Sox in a series starting in Queens. The Knick 9-game win streak is over. The 2 seed in the West, the Phoenix Suns, beat the Knicks last night, 118-110. Knicks put 6 players in double figures, led by Derrick Rose. He threw in 22. But not enough last night. Here was head coach Tom Thibodeau after the loss.
So get the ball out and move it. We got to space the floor properly, and we can get quality offense off that. But tonight I felt like our defense is the thing that let us down.
Knicks fell to 34-28. They are currently tied with the Atlanta Hawks for the 4th spot behind Brooklyn, Philadelphia, and Milwaukee inside the Eastern Conference. Talking about Brooklyn, they're back on the court tonight in Toronto taking on the Raptors. All 3 hockey locals back on the ice tonight. The Rangers will host the Buffalo Sabres. The Islanders are in Washington. The Devils will host the Philadelphia Flyers. And in 2 nights, here we go, folks, the big one, the NFL draft coming up on Thursday. Football Giants to select number 11 in the first round. The Jets expected to take BYU quarterback Zach Wilson. They will pick number 2. Sports at 15 and 45. The WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
5:47, time for traffic and transit on the 7s with Joe Nolan. Hello, Joe.
All right, Frank, outbound Long Island Expressway is still closed. Utopia Parkway to the Clearview. If you're outbound on the LIE Service Road, that's shut from 188 out to Francis Lewis Boulevard. Again, unfortunately, a police officer was killed on the overnight with a hit-and-run accident. The accident investigation continues, so you want to avoid that if you can. The alternate heading outbound would be go up the Whitestone Expressway and then come down the Cross Island. You give yourself a good ride at this point. There's also quite a bit of rubbernecking, though, inbound out of Little Neck Parkway into the Clearview. Mass Transit, everybody there looks good. Alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. The supportive service of Indeed.com. With Indeed Instant Match, you can accelerate the hiring process. Just sponsor a job and you'll get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Fast hiring, no speeding tickets. Visit Indeed.com/credit. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thanks, Joe. We have weather coming up, and also a heartbreaking video has gone viral. Has to do with those 53 sailors on that doomed Indonesian submarine.
Download the new 77 WABC mobile app today. Stay connected 24/7. Listen anytime, anywhere. Bernie and Sid in the morning.
Download the WABC radio app.
Brian Kilmeade.
From Google Play and the App Store.
Mark Levin.
Listen to the Mark Levin Show everywhere you go.
Download the new 77 WABC mobile app. Get it today. Search 77 WABC. This is the WABC Early News.
Welcome back. It is a heartbreaking video, and it's gone viral. It shows some of the 53 sailors from that doomed Indonesian submarine that sank singing happily together while one of the sailors plays the guitar just weeks before the sinking. Listen. This video was apparently shot, again, just a couple weeks before the craft sank to the seabed, to the bottom of the seabed, splitting into three pieces off the coast of Bali. Every single person on board died. And even more heartbreaking, that act, the song title of that song that they were just singing was called Goodbye. Ugh, so sad.
Oof, that's, I know, for sure. Eesh. Former President Donald Trump could be spending his summer in New Jersey. According to a report from Business Insider, Trump is set to spend the upcoming season at his Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster. The former commander-in-chief was spotted on the course numerous times throughout his presidency. The 2022 PGA Championship was supposed to be held at Bedminster, but was pulled following the January Capitol riots.
Miley and Musk. Well, apparently SNL thinks quirky tech billionaires could be the key to upping their ratings. NBC over the weekend announced that the comedy show's next host will be Elon Musk, who also happens to be one of the most eccentric human beings on the planet. No stranger to quirk or to twerk, Miley Cyrus will be joining as musical guest. Meantime, several cast members have slyly, and I guess not so slyly, expressed their unhappiness with the choice. Bowen Yang and A.D. Bryant made a couple digs at Musk on Instagram earlier this week. You know, Musk is, I guess, the type of guy who walks by the beat of his own drummer, I think you could safely say. So I guess my question is, will he be writing his own monologue? Will he show off his acting chops in various sketches? I mean, will we actually see this guy really participating in some of these things like other celebrities do? You can tune in May 8th to find out.
I will be tuning in, and I am, like most people, and have not watched Saturday Night Live in some time. I think this is actually going to do very well ratings-wise for them.
Well, it definitely will if he is as weird as everybody thinks he is. I mean, are you kidding me?
One of the oldest known bottles of whiskey is hitting the auction block. Skinner is auctioning off a bottle of old Ingledew whiskey that they believe was produced sometime between 1762 and 1802. In a statement, the company's expert Joseph Hyman said that the bottle is thought to be the last from one of J.P. Morgan's cellars. It's expected to go for upwards of $40,000 when it goes up for grabs on June 22nd.
Well, I hate to, up the ante or look like I'm competitive with you on this, but we're going to talk about a rare coin now that was minted right around the same time, 1794. It was just sold at auction for a whopping $840,000. The copper piece was struck by the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia, and it was a prototype for the fledgling New Nation's money. The No Stars Flowing Hair Dollar features a portrait of Liberty with flowing hair, obviously, on one side, and an eagle on a rock on the other. But unlike later incarnations, this one doesn't feature any stars on it. Bidding opened at $312,000, and within less than a minute, the fight was on. $840,000.
Amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. Oof. Amazing can also be used to describe the country of Turkmenistan. They are showing some love to man's best friend. On Sunday, the Central Asian country celebrated its first holiday honoring the dog breed known as the Wolf Crusher. To celebrate, their president awarded the breed a Best in Show award at the nation's capital. Wolf Crushers are native to the country and have been recognized throughout it. Last year, the country's president revealed a gigantic Wolf Crusher statue in the country's capital.
Well, we haven't heard much from troubled former teen star Lindsay Lohan. I think the last that I heard of her, she was friendly with or dating Mohammed bin Salman. which is a whole other story. But her dad is a different story. Now, full disclosure, I actually know Michael Lohan, and I consider him a friend, so I am going to try to give him the benefit of the doubt on this one. But apparently the 60-year-old was arrested over the weekend. He is accused of illegal patient brokering. So essentially, investigators say that he was referring drug addicts, that he was helping counsel, you know, and mentor. He referred them to a Florida rehab, and then he got money kickbacks for each referral. Officials say patient brokering corrupts the healthcare system because decisions are motivated by greed, obviously, instead of the patient's needs. Lohan's attorney says Michael has helped counsel countless people suffering from addiction and should be applauded for his efforts, not arrested for them. So I'm going to go with his attorney, and I believe that that is the case.
All right. Well, I guess time will tell if that's the case. Speaking of greed, this could be a case of greed or could be just wise financial planning. If Sean Culkin makes the Kansas City Chiefs roster this season, he plans to convert his $920,000 base salary to Bitcoin. The former Mizzou tight end is vying to back up Travis Kelce for the AFC champion Chiefs, telling ESPN that he's had a passion for finance and economics since his college days. The 27-year-old tweeted that he believes Bitcoin is the future of finance, and he's not just trying to make a quick buck.
So he went to Mizzou?
Yes.
And he was a football player there?
Evidently.
I got to tell you, when I went to Mizzou, many of the football players were not taking their own tests. There's a whole scam that goes on at some of these colleges, including the one that I went to. But anyway, obviously he knows what he's talking about. The author, this is Royal Alert, it's another one, the author of a 2020 book about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, and who was a guest right here on 77 WABC's Early News a few weeks ago, if you recall, is at it again. Ahmed Scobie and his partner, Carolyn Durand, are working on new chapters of Finding Freedom, covering the couple's explosive interview with Oprah, Prince Philip's death, and the palace's bullying allegations against the Duchess, Meghan. Other topics will likely be the Queen's decision to strip both Meghan and Harry of their royal patronages and also strip the Duke of Sussex's military titles from him, which apparently he was devastated about. The updated version will be reissued August 5th. Insiders say this is not going to go over well with the royal family. I don't think you need an insider's point of view to be able to give that observation, frankly.
Well, you wouldn't think so. Somebody that is an insider when it comes to the world of traffic brings us the traffic and transit every 10 minutes on the sevens. That is Joe Nolan. How's it looking out there, Joe?
All right, Frank. We still have this full closure of the Long Island Expressway on the outbound side. All lanes are closed from Utopia Parkway to the Clearview. The outbound LIE Service Road, again, 188th Street out through Francis Lewis Boulevard. An accident investigation from a police-involved accident on the overnight inbound. There's a ton of rubbernecking. Again, like I said, the best thing to do, just give this thing a wide berth. Go up the Whitestone Expressway, come down the Cross Island, head back out the LIE, and you'll get around it really without any kind of an issue whatsoever. F-Train southbound are delayed. Again, NYPD EMS apparently assisting a passenger at Washington Square. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations are in effect. But traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Joe. Let's do a quick weather report from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Today we're going to get up to about 63 degrees. Now it looks like maybe that rain, that light rain that we were going to see this morning, that doesn't seem as likely anymore. We're ending up with sunshine and clouds today. Again, a high of 63. Tomorrow, 85 degrees, Frank. What are we going to do?
I'm going to leave my jacket home, that's for sure.
We'll have intervals of clouds and sunshine in the morning with more clouds later on in the afternoon. But again, 85 degrees. Wow. And very light winds, only 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday, we should have showers rolling in and a high of 73 degrees. And by Friday, it looks like maybe the showers are going to go away. We'll have some clouds in the morning and afternoon sun. And then the rest of the weekend looks really nice.
I do want to remind people as they're putting together their plans for Wednesday, maybe they're at the beach, maybe they're going for a long walk, maybe they're sitting on their stoop or their porch, whatever you end up doing, want to remind you to keep tuned to this radio station, WABC, because from 4 p.m., to 6 p.m. on Wednesday, we are going to be hosting the first radio debate for the Democratic primary for mayor. I believe there are going to be 7 or 8 candidates here. It's going to be hosted by former Governor David Patterson, moderated by veteran political journalist Dominic Carter. And if you're interested as a Democrat in terms of who you want to make a decision about voting for mayor in the primary, which is just under 2 months away, you should really tune into this from 4 to 6 on Wednesday.
Looking forward to it.
Yes.
Should be fun.
As am I. All right. Coming up next hour, Sid Rosenberg is going to bring you a little bit more information when it comes to the world of sports. He's also going to give you a preview of what's coming up on the Bernie and Sid show. And I'll tell you what the surprising thing is that could be shifting the Earth's axis. Wild stuff.
Also, we got to talk about that UFC match. We didn't talk about that yesterday. And what happened? A horrible situation. All of that coming up in the next half hour.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is the WABC Early News. More news in 90 minutes than the all-news stations do all day. I'm Frank Morano.
And I'm Juliet Huddy. We will be talking about crime skyrocketing in New York City in the duh category of news today. We're also going to be talking about an Alaska lawmaker. It took her 40 hours to get to the capital of Alaska for a vote, but I'll tell you why. You're going to love this one. And Citizen with Sports at 6:15. Christian and Matt are at the controls. No, Christian and Eric are at the controls. Excuse me. My bad.
Thanks again to Eric, who's doing a great job sitting in for Gabby this week. And as always, our thanks to
Bravo,
Christian.
Eric.
Absolutely. Well, at 6:07, there was a lot of difficulty at out of the LIE this morning. Those of you that are coming to work via that route, be prepared to listen and listen good, because Joe Nolan, who has traffic and transit on the 7s, is telling you everything you need to know.
Well, there are delays coming inbounds for sure. A lot of rubbernecking away, pretty much from Little Neck Parkway at this point through the Clearview on the outbound side. All lanes are closed from Utopia Parkway to the Clearview Expressway. The service road also closed, 188th Street to Francis Lewis Boulevard around 2 o'clock this morning. Unfortunately, a police officer was killed. Hit and run accident, accident investigation, all of that continues. Now, if you're heading outbound, the way to get around this, I think the easiest way at least, would be to go northbound on the Whitestone Expressway, and then when you get up to the Throgsnick and Whitestone bridges, head down the Cross Island, and you'd be able to get around this in a loop, and it really wouldn't be, right now at least, not that big of a deal. In New Jersey, a problem, eastbound Route 4 police activity at Teaneck Road. Also, Transit Authority delays now on the F train through West 4th Street with police activity there as well. And alternate side again today is in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Joe, from your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, today looks like a nice day, actually. Sunshine and clouds mixed with a high of 63 degrees. We had heard about some light rain in the morning, but it looks like it's headed out of our area. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we're going to get up to 85 degrees, partly cloudy skies, but we will see some sun popping out at times. So, wow. I mean, I guess if you're going to be going out in the afternoon, of course, you'll be listening to the debate, the Democratic debate here on 77 WABC. That starts at 4 o'clock, I believe, Frank?
Yes, it starts at 4 o'clock.
All right. Thursday, we'll get Unfortunately, the temperature gets to like the perfect level. We're going to go from 85 tomorrow to 73 on Thursday, but we will have some showers come in. But Friday looks really nice. Maybe nice night to go out to dinner, Frank.
Wonderful.
Sorry, maybe, Christian.
Maybe we can do something together that day.
Oh, that would be a good idea.
You know, Sid is going to be at that same restaurant the following day.
Oh, really? He should change his reservation.
He's trying to get us to change.
I mean, we could. It's whatever. We'll talk about this.
Yeah, we'll chat off air.
Okay. And Saturday looks very nice, 67 degrees.
Speaking of weather, a new study points to climate change as causing a shift in the Earth's rotational spin. Researchers in China say that global warming is melting polar ice, and that's what most likely is behind the recent polar drift. The study suggests rising temperatures from the burning of fossil fuels has redistributed enough water to move the North and South Poles eastward several feet since the mid-1990s. Scientists say the slight change in the Earth's axis isn't enough to affect daily life, at least for now. The study appears in the Journal of Geophysical Research Letters.
So it's okay for us, millennials and the Gen Yers, but maybe not for their children and their children's children. It's a nice thought.
Right.
The New York Times has been reporting on the crime stats, as has every other paper here in New York City. And unfortunately, our lawmakers don't seem to be listening, at least not the local ones. Crime is skyrocketing here. On Friday, a 25-year-old was shot. All he did was ask a guy if he was okay, and then he's dead. Yesterday, right up the street, a 20-year-old passenger was killed in the back of a car off Park Avenue, right up in our neighborhood. This was apparently a suspected drug deal. In fact, just last week alone, we had 50 people shot across the city. That is a 257% increase from the same time last year, the same week last year. And then in general this year, shootings are up 72% compared to last year. New Yorkers, including the police union, many of them blaming our leaders.
One of arguably the most embarrassing moments of Janet Jackson's career will be relived in a documentary. Left Right Productions is making the movie with the New York Times about the Super Bowl halftime show wardrobe malfunction in 2004 with Justin Timberlake. The team recently helped produce Framing Britney Spears. It will air on Hulu and FX.
Well, an Alaskan lawmaker, Frank, is taking her time to get to the job. State Senator Laura Reinbold took a nearly 40-hour, 500-mile ferry ride from Anchorage, where she lives, to Juneau, which is the capital, on Sunday, to make it in time for a vote. Why not just fly, you ask? Great question. Well, there's only one carrier in her area, and that's Alaska Airlines. But she is now banned from flying Alaska Airlines after refusing to wear a mask the last time she tried to fly. She got into an argument at the gate with the gate agent, and so she has been banned. And by the way, the vote, not surprisingly, it was a key bill extending the state's pandemic state of emergency. She voted no, not surprisingly.
Interesting. Chadwick Boseman's family is not mad that the late actor didn't receive an Oscar on Sunday. Boseman's brother Derek told TMZ that every nominee in the Best Actor category was deserving of the award. He said their family was not upset or agitated that Boseman lost to the father star, Anthony Hopkins. Boseman, who died last August from cancer, was thought to be a shoo-in for the award.
Well, after weeks of avoiding the press, Governor Andrew Cuomo Monday finally faced the media, and he was really getting a barrage of questions and queries about the various scandals of which he is, of course, at center stage. We're going to have a sound bite for you in just a second. But when he was asked about a recent New York Times Magazine report that he had made insulting comments about the Jewish community, he accused the outlet of printing slurs and slander. That was his quote. Regarding the multiple women who have accused him of sexual misconduct, including inappropriate comments and even touching, the New York governor, well, actually, listen for yourself.
Why do people say those things that you had said them? If
people say a lot of things. People say a lot of things in politics. That's why do people say things? Who knows? People are venial. People want attention. People are angry. People are jealous. Who knows why people spread rumors?
That was kind of a departure from his initial press conference that he gave when these allegations first started coming out, when he was weepy and seemed extremely contrite. So apparently now these women are all just seeking attention and jealous.
Well, it is different. It is different in that the New York Times Magazine article in which they claim that he was compared himself to Sonny Corleone, and there's the stuff about women and the stuff about Jews. It is all based on not a single on the record source. I mean, it is all people refusing to give their name. So I could understand on the one hand Cuomo apologizing for stuff that he did that might have been misconstrued, but on the other hand, not willing to accept every allegation just because it's printed in a newspaper from an anonymous source.
But you know, as somebody who was part of the Me Too situation and who has been called a liar from the president on down, it is insulting beyond belief to be painted as somebody who's lying when you know that you're not, and when there are 32 million reasons in one case that show that you're not. Well, anyway, as for the whole nursing home scandal, the COVID scandal, the defensive governor referred to it as just more ugly politics.
Maybe I should make new dinner plans for Friday. I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't mean to be insulting. I was just trying to get to Andrew Cuomo's
frame of mind.
Frank,
I'm free, apparently. So. You always have that as backup.
Christian, you're always welcome. You know that.
Absolutely.
This is only because it was mentioned on air that I'm of a sudden welcome.
That's right. Well, that's right. Kanye West's Nike Air Yeezy samples are now the most expensive sneakers in the world. The shoes, originally valued at $1 million, recently sold for a whopping $1.8 million. That's the highest publicly recorded price for a pair of sneakers, according to Sotheby's Auction House. The shoes are the rapper's own size 12 pair that were worn to the Grammys back in 2008. They were purchased by an investing platform called Rares.
Very quickly, Christian, if you aren't sulking right now, can you just get that soundbite with the Chris Weidman thing or Weidman? Call it a snap, a crackle, or a pop, but whatever that sound was during Saturday night's UFC match, it was cringeworthy. Chris, is it Weidman or Weidman, the UFC?
Weidman. Weidman. Yeah.
I said suffering a massive leg injury during the fight against Uriah Hall just moments into the matchup. It was like 17 seconds or something like that, as Sid probably can tell me. Video, of course, went viral. It's not pleasant. It's not pleasant to watch, and it's really not pleasant to listen to. The 36-year-old kicks Hall in the shin with his right leg, which then snaps, and you could hear it. Members of the crowd could hear it because people start freaking out. He falls to the ground. Just listen.
I think it's going to be 8 weeks till I can walk without crutches and stuff, and drive and all that. And then as far as like actually training, I don't know. They said between 6 and 12 months.
Oof, that's brutal. Sid, what do you think?
He's a nice guy. He's been out with me and Bernie many times. In fact, at the old address, Juliet, Penn Plaza, he was upstairs with us. Local guy, too, Long Island. That was one
Baldwin.
Of the nasty. That was, I would say, next to what Lawrence Taylor did to Joe Theismann. Mm-hmm. That may have been the second ugliest injury I've ever seen. It was really ugly. But he's going to be okay, and he'll get out there and fight again. He never wins, but he's a tough kid, Chris. Very, very tough kid. Talk about being tough. How about Matt Harvey, folks? Go to my Instagram page right now. You see my father. My father loved Matt Harvey. My dad's name was Harvey. And he's wearing his Happy Harvey Day t-shirt. When Matt Harvey pitched for the Mets, he was such a sensation. They made a big deal every time he pitched. And he disappeared. Where's Matt Harvey? He was on the mound last night in Baltimore. And he beat the Yankees. 4-2 the final score. 6 strong innings for Matt Harvey. Here's Yankee star DJ LeMahieu on Harvey's stuff last night.
I saw a sinker for strikes, pounding the zone. Thought his stuff was pretty good today.
Much to the happiness of Frank Morano, the Yankees, with a record of 9-13, now sole possession of last place inside the American League East. Now, in the NL East, the Mets, they're still in first place, enjoyed a day off yesterday. They welcome in the surprising first place Boston Red Sox, a series that starts in Citi Field in Queens later on tonight. Knickerbocker's 9-game winning streak is over, guys. They lose last night to the 2 seed in the West. Phoenix Suns beat the Knicks 118-110. Knicks put 6 guys in double figures, led by Derrick Rose. He threw in 22. Here was Rose after the loss.
You got to make sure you play close to like a perfect game, 48 minutes. And, you know, they got great players on the team, and they make all the right decisions for us to end. we was close, but it wasn't close enough.
With the loss, the Knicks are now tied with the Hawks for fourth inside the Eastern Conference. Nets in Toronto tonight. All three hockey locals back on the ice tonight. The Rangers hosting the Sabres at Madison Square Garden. The Islanders are in Washington. The Devils will host the Philadelphia Flyers. And in 2 days, folks, Thursday night, round one of the NFL draft, the Giants set to select number 11, and the Jets are set to select number 2. Sports at 15 and 45. For the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
6:17 for the penultimate time in this show. Let's hear from Joe Nolan.
Well, we've got trouble on the outbound Long Island Expressway. Again, all lanes remain closed with all this police activity out there involved with the police officer who was killed on the overnight on the expressway with a hit-and-run accident. So all lanes are closed between Utopia Parkway and the Clearview up on the service road. All lanes are shut, 188 to Francis Lewis Boulevard. And, of course, coming inbound, there's a ton of rubbernecking. Also, you can use the alternate route. And, again, like I've been saying, go up the Whitestone Expressway, come down the Cross Island Parkway, save you a lot of time. If you're traveling on the eastbound side of Route 4 in New Jersey, at Teaneck Road, there is police activity there as well. The M and the R trains are on the express tracks from Roosevelt Avenue to Queens Plaza, and alternate side is in effect. This sports service of Wendy's Breakfast. Make a better breakfast choice at Wendy's in the morning with the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit right now for just $1.99. Just $1.99 at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. This whole self-driving car thing, I'm not down with it yet. I don't know. It's too much for me. But Frank's going to tell you about this in his business report coming up momentarily. But first, let's just get a quick check of the weather. It's going to be a nice day today, 63
which is a whole other story. But
what in the world happened there?
Juliet in stereo. I love
it. Oh, my gosh. That's a nightmare for everybody. 63 degrees today. Clouds and sun, mixture of. We're not going to have too much wind activity, so it should be pretty nice today. Tomorrow is the 28th, and we're going to get up to 85 degrees with clouds and sunshine in the morning. More clouds later on in the afternoon. Again, a high of 85. Thursday, we'll go down to 73. We will have some showers and clouds throughout the day. Friday looks nice, 69 degrees with some clouds in the morning, but afternoon sunshine. Looking nice.
All right. In the world of business, stocks were mixed yesterday with the Dow Jones falling 61 points, the S&P gaining 7, and the NASDAQ going up 121 points. New records for both the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. Now, we were telling you about Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, soon to be hosting Saturday Night Live. Tesla is also posting record quarterly results. Elon Musk's electric car company reported first quarter revenue yesterday of more than $10.3 billion and earnings of 93 cents a share, easily beating expectations. And Lyft is selling its self-driving car unit to a Toyota subsidiary. The ride-sharing company and Toyota's Woven Planet subsidiary announced the $550 million deal yesterday. The company said Lyft and Woven Planet will work together to enhance automated driving technology. The deal is expected to close in the third quarter of this year, Julia.
No, thank you. Can you imagine just driving down the street? You look next to you, and you can't have road rage because you can't yell at anybody because there's nobody in the car.
We'll be there eventually.
Anyway, Sid, what's happening on the show today, bud?
Well, Tuesday, of course, is Bo Dietl Day on the Bernie and Sid Show, as you guys know. It's always nice to talk to Bo. I mean, the shootings in this city have been out of control. You see the cover of today's New York Post. He's always got good insight on that. So our good friend Bo Dietl will stop by today. Also, a very close friend for many, many years, and also one of the IMUS sportscasters, that is former professional tennis player, now ESPN tennis guy, Patrick McEnroe. Patty's going to stop by today. He's got a brand new podcast out. That'll be at 8:40 this morning. And then Frank Morano's buddies, Letitia and Jen Romaro. Letitia, of course, running for Staten Island Borough President. She is my choice, even though you're friends with Vito the Fish. But Letitia will be here at 9:25 coming up this morning.
Letitia's a good friend for many years. And you know what? No one knows this about her. She actually reads tarot cards. So I was with her for brunch now Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, and she gave a tarot reading to both then Assemblywoman Malliotakis and to me. surprisingly accurate results.
Well, I'll tell you this. There is some lady, I guess, that you've had on your program before, not with Juliet, but the other side of Midnight. Mm. And she sent me a direct message on Instagram about a week ago. She's a big fan of yours and a big fan of mine.
And Juliet. I hear the emails from this woman.
Okay, yeah. Well, she has already sent me days and days worth of kind of like tarot card readings without her being present. She's in California.
How numerology, isn't it?
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Very good, Juliet. Numerology. And she has been surprisingly accurate on just about everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah. We'll see what Letitia predicts for the borough president's race.
Well, she's going to win. Is she going to win? You know this stuff better than anybody.
I think it's a very competitive race. You have three very strong candidates and a fourth candidate who is certainly working very hard. So it'll be quite a comeback story if Vito Fisella is able to win. But you have the minority leader of the city council, Steve Matteo, who's got a lot of support. And Letitia, she's endorsed by the Conservative Party. So that does carry a lot of sway with the GOP.
All right, and finally, the saga continues today. It started yesterday. I am scheduled to leave from Maimonides Hospital in Brooklyn at 1 o'clock this afternoon to get my first vaccination shot. I have gone back and forth on this a million times, and I'm still not sure I'm going to go. I may very well hop in the car and turn this thing around, but as of now, I'm going to go.
Sid, your clock is ticking. You understand that, right? Which vaccine is it?
It is, I think they give the Pfizer.
Okay, so the Pfizer, you're going to get it today, then you have to wait 3 weeks to get it, then you have to wait another 2 weeks before you're allowed to travel. So you must get it today if you want to go to England.
That's the only way?
I mean, I'm guessing, well, it's vaccinated passengers for the EU.
Yes. Okay, well, there you have it then. I have no choice. I have to go today.
You have no choice.
Right. Unless I just don't go to London and then I have to get vaccinated.
Well, but then you might not be allowed another place.
Well, that's true. Maybe even here.
That's right.
Exactly.
I'm waiting for Chad to send out an email. If you're not vaccinated, don't come to work. Crazier things have happened.
That's true. That they have.
I mean, this seems to be a safe vaccine, and it seems to be doing really well.
Well, listen to the latest on the vaccine saga with Bernie and Sid, Letitia Romaro, Bo Deedle, and Patrick McEnroe, all taking you on your morning drive to work from 6:30 until 10. Sounds like quite a show. I can speak for Letitia. She is quite a character, if ever there was one.
By the way, this was some breaking news from last night. On May 15th, offices, gyms, and casinos and gaming facilities will expand capacity. Gyms and fitness centers outside of New York City will increase from 33% to 50% capacity. Casinos and gaming facilities will increase from 25% to 50%. And offices will increase from 50% to 75%. So I guess everybody's heading back.
And I don't know if you saw the memo, but everybody in our station that's been working from home, mostly salespeople and others, they're all expected to start coming back to the office next month as well.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess, you know, they're feeling confident in this virus, this horrible killer virus being eradicated, thank God.
Well, Michael Jackson's estate is getting a lawsuit against it thrown out. Wade Robson claimed that MJJ Productions and MJJ Ventures stood by while the singer allegedly sexually abused him as a child, and a California judge tossed out the lawsuit, saying the companies had no way of controlling Jackson's behavior. Robson's attorney told TMZ they plan to appeal. He added if the decision stands, it would become a dangerous precedent for children working in entertainment.
Yeah, no, I'm seeing some entertainment reporters saying, oh, this shows that Michael Jackson wasn't a pedophile. No, it does not. This has nothing to do with that. This is about a certain specific lawsuit aimed at a certain specific entity, not Michael Jackson.
That's right.
Anywho, well, I think it is, it's been a horrible morning as far as traffic goes, for a horrible reason. A New York police officer was killed trying to help some people who had broken down on the side of the road.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, and we're going to get to that momentarily with Joe Nolan. But Frank, I will see you tomorrow. And Christian, I hope you're not sulking.
Still sulking.
Don't sulk. Please don't sulk.
We'll see you then. Have a great day, everybody. Bye, Bernie guys. And Sid Show is next. But first, here's traffic with Joe Nolan.